This is Bird Note. Twice every day, a rapt audience gathers at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, to see six local celebrities. Five of them are ducks.
Ducky duckies!
The sixth is the hotel's head duckmaster, Keenan Walker, who leads them in the Duck March. Each morning, Keenan goes to the roof into the $200,000 duck palace to retrieve the talent.
All right, y'all. I got everybody warmed up for you down there. Now we gotta go march some hope into that lobby and put some smiles on some faces. All right, here we go, y'all. Good. There you go. Watch your step, y'all. Very good.
He leads the ducks to the elevator, signals to the lobby to start the John Philip Sousa music.
All right, duckies, here we go.
And when the doors open, the ducks march down a red carpet, up some steps, and into the hotel's ornate fountain.
Everybody say good morning, duckies.
Great job. The ducks swim about the fountain until the afternoon, when the duckmaster marches them back to their palace on the roof. People travel from all over to see this surreal local tradition. The Peabody Ducks go back to 1933, to an incident involving the manager of the hotel, live duck decoys for a duck hunt, and a bit too much Tennessee whiskey. Guests were charmed to find ducks swimming in the hotel fountain the next morning.
And then it became a tradition to have ducks live in the fountain, but the bellman had to take care of them. So in 1940, a man named Edward Pembroke was hired as a bellman. It just so happened that he used to be an animal trainer in the circus as a young man. So it was him who came up with the idea of turning the tradition of ducks living in the fountain into a ceremony.
As the first ever duck master, Edward Pembroke trained the birds to do their daily entrance and exit marches. And he did that job for 51 years, retiring in 1991. Over that time, the Peabody Hotel became synonymous with its waddling waterfowl. These days, the duck motif is everywhere in the hotel. You go into one of the rooms.
I look at the wall, there's a painting of a duck. I look at the pillowcases, there's three ducks on the pillows. Go to the bathroom, there's duck-shaped soap. There's ducks on the towels, there's ducks on the toilet paper. Even when you go to the restaurant to get the burger, they like sear the duck logo onto the top of the bun. There's ducks everywhere.
The only place you won't see a duck? On the menu at their fancy French restaurant. You're right, it would be rather tasteless. Now, I need to acknowledge something. These are not the same ducks from 1933. Not just because the hotel started with English call ducks and Edward Pembroke switched to mallards, or that ducks do not live 90-some years, but in fact, these aren't even the same ducks as 3 months ago. Each team of ducks serves a three-month term. 2 weeks before their tenure ends, a local farm the Peabody has worked with since 1981 delivers six new rookies to train how to march, use an elevator, swim in a fountain, you know, the basics. Six, because chances are that one of the ducks won't take to the whole march in front of lots of people thing.
So they send me a backup duck.
2 weeks later, the farm picks up the outgoing veterans and one stage-shy duck, and the rookie team understudies get promoted to leading roles, marching to and from the lobby each day. They do this whole changing of the guard thing so that no duck spends too long in the spotlight. This way, they can still go back to life outdoors for many more years. But when they first arrive, Keenan needs to build rapport with these rookies.
When the new team gets here, they're scared. And what I've come to find out is when you talk to them, when you get them used to your spirit, your presence, your voice, they become excited to see you. I talk to them. I have pep talks with them. I'm like, hey, I know you're scared. I know you're scared, but I'm not going to hurt you. Right? I'm not even going to touch you. But I am Duck Master Keenan. And you, you're the chosen ones. You're the new team of world-famous Peabody Ducks. Now, it's my job to break you from this state of fear to where you are marching together with such pride as worthy of a red carpet entrance in that lobby downstairs.
The ducks have their own personalities. Some excitedly greet Keenan when he arrives at the Duck Palace each morning. Some are more standoffish. And it's easy to get attached to these animals. Keenan's predecessor gave him some advice on this.
He said, don't name them, don't hand feed them, don't get too attached to them, because we got to let them go in 3 months. But if I gave you a puppy for 3 months and said, hey, don't get too attached to this puppy. I got to take him back in 3 months. You're still going to get attached to the puppy, right? So I named all of them. So the first team, the male was Howard, and I named the four female ducks after my four aunts. So I had Diane, Gail, Frankie, and Sarah. I haven't invited my aunts up to meet them. I was like, that's you, that's you, that's you, that's you. But when it came time to switch them out for the new team, man, I was heartbroken, man. I really, really was. So I was like, nah, let me stop naming these naming these ducks. That way we won't get too attached to them.
Keenan is the hotel's seventh duck master, and these are the 200-somethingth team of ducks. But while the faces may change, you can be sure that every day, ducks will march proudly in and out of the lobby of the Peabody Hotel. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.